The cities of Mobile and New Orleans now have more in common than just Mardi Gras and jazz. The public libraries in both towns now offer a unique twist on story hour for children. APR's Pat Duggins headed to the port city for the inaugural event. He brings us the voices of protesters on both sides of the issue of inclusion for Mobile's LGBTQ community.
Jesus saves liars. Jesus saves sodomites. Jesus saves child molesters.
By all appearances, this isn't your average Saturday at Mobile's Ben May Public Library. Police today are setting up barricades to separate two groups of protesters. You're hearing from an unofficial spokesman on one side. People on the other side of the argument prefer to let their signs do the talking.
My sign says, "There's room for everyone under the reading rainbow."
Well, one of them says, "Jesus had two dads." And I think it's kind of self-explanatory, you know.
Children should live, laugh, love, and learn. They should not judge, hate, and be suppressed.
From us, it's a few miles away from this place where I'm sitting right now in the studio. There's a library where they're hosting these events.
The issue that drew these protesters to Mobile's public library had previously raised the ire of televangelist Pat Robertson.
And they're reading books to children, and it's called the Drag Queen Story Hour. Give me a break.
You don't have to agree with that, but that doesn't mean you have to be rude.
Wade Brassfield lives about a mile and a half from the library and today's commotion. He didn't cause the ruckus, but he is in the middle of it.
We can be family friendly. Like, just because I do a drag show at a bar one night doesn't mean that I can't teach an art class to kids the next day.
Brassfield is getting ready to read during Mobile's first ever Drag Queen Story Hour.
We just want to read stories to children. We just want to be sparkly and fun and give them something to ooh and ah and read them some stories and everybody have a great time.
And in full drag. In Brassfield's case, that means his stage persona of Chloe Cash.
Anytime you go to an event like this, you arrive ready. You never know what's going to happen. So,
hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. This is so awesome. I am so happy all y'all came here.
The LGBTQ support group Rainbow Mobile arranged today's Drag Queen Story Hour. Executive Director Brian Funmayor says the library agreed to host the event because he asked.
We've done events here in the past. We had a writer's club, we have movie nights. All it took was submitting an application and it got a response back and that was it.
When I first started this event, I thought it was gonna be 10, 15 people, but it has grown so much in a great way.
This isn't about the gay issue, okay?
Lou Campomanozzi is with the opposition protesters, many of whom carried Bibles along with their signs. The former Marine is an organizer of Mobile's Common Sense Tea Party movement.
Well, I think the long and the short of it is that we just think that this is an age-inappropriate reading to be doing for kids from 3 to 8 years old. If I wanted to bring a Playboy bunny, which is one of our little signs, to do a reading on 50 Shades of Grey, do you think for a second that they would let us do that? I don't think so.
It was something that I personally had never seen before, and so I jumped at it. I was like, yeah, I'll read stories to kids, like, sure.
Back at Wade Brassfield's home, he says beyond the wig, the dress, and the makeup, it's the children's stories in their make-believe settings that can teach life lessons. That's the point.
That being self-love, acceptance, equality, you know, there are so many things.
Now, the star-bellied sneeches had bellies with stars. The plain-bellied sneeches had none upon Mars.
Take the Dr. Seuss classic, The Sneeches. Our reader is 8-year-old Indy Briscoe of Birmingham.
Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small, you might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all.
Writer Theodore Seuss Geisel, that's Dr. Seuss, wrote the book back in 1961 as the civil rights movement reached its height. It's a made-up story about discrimination between sneeches with stars on their bellies and those without.
But because they had stars, all the star-bellied sneeches would brag. We're the best kind of sneech on the beaches. With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. We'll have nothing to do with a plain belly sort.
Didn't they all at the end, like, take all their stars off and just weren't they normal at that point? Like, didn't everybody go to the party?
In fact, that's how the story ends. Brassfield says unlike the Sneetches, he didn't go to the party a lot while growing up in his hometown of Tuscaloosa. He was gay, and many of his schoolmates and teachers were intolerant. Brassfield says that makes stories of inclusion especially meaningful to him.
I don't care where you're from or who you are or what kind of background you have. Who are you? You know, when everybody is gone, when you're by yourself and there's nothing to distract you, who are you then?
Make no mistake that this is about an indoctrination of children into an alternate lifestyle.
Showtime at the library is drawing near, and Common Cause organizer Pete Rehm is firing up opponents of Drag Queen Story Hour. He's not a preacher, but his comments have the feel of a sermon.
The San Francisco LGBT community is seeking a beachhead in the Deep South.
And it's not just among critics of today's event where emotions sound raw.
The reason I got involved is because I have LGBT kids.
Kimberly Wright Knowles isn't with Rainbow Mobile, but she did help organize sign-toting supporters that almost now encircle the outside of the library. She says not everyone's here just to support the Story Hour.
As a mama bear, when I see people saying hateful things and judgmental things about my children, because those are my children, I thought, you know, I'm not going to tolerate this anymore.
I am ready. We're ready to have a great time today.
Wade Brassfield arrives at the library in an iridescent blue dress and a wig streaked in blue, and he has company.
Hi, I'm Champagne Monroe.
Organizers say over 200 children showed up for today's reading, so Rainbow Mobile asked Champagne Monroe to join Brassfield in drag for a second round of storytelling. Brassfield, as Chloe Cash, is the leadoff.
Are you guys excited? I'm excited too. I'm really excited.
Brassfield's first book is titled Stella Brings the Family, about a little girl with two dads.
The big day arrived. Daddy, Papa, Nonna, Uncle Bruno, Aunt Gloria, and Cousin Lucy went with Stella to school. She had so many guests. Stella hoped it would be okay.
Today's Drag Queen Story Hour ended with no arrests and no problems. Now that Mobile's first event is in the books, Brassfield says he's hearing suggestions of having the same kind of story hour in his hometown of Tuscaloosa. He says he'll think about it, but he's not sure how it would go. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Mobile.
The end.
Protesters across Alabama marched in support of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. APR's Pat Duggins reports on marches including in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Florence, Fairhope, Huntsville, and Montgomery.
No one is above the law!
No one is above the law!
No one is above the law!
Over 50 protesters marched in front of Tuscaloosa's federal courthouse. Some carried signs reading Protect Robert Mueller and Justice for America. The demonstration was one of an estimated 900 nationwide, all in opposition to President Trump's pick of Matthew Whitaker, a vocal critic of Mueller, as acting attorney general. Protest spokeswoman the Reverend Ruth Van Lillian says the investigation should be left in more capable hands.
My message to Mr. Trump would be to step back and let Robert Mueller complete the job that he was assigned.
As interim attorney general, Whitaker could have some degree of control over the investigation into possible Russian collusion in the 2016 election. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
A court hearing is scheduled today in Mobile that's considered a bit unusual. APR's Pat Duggins reports the city is basically suing itself.
Mayor Sandy Stimson filed a lawsuit against the Mobile City Council after the board tried to rehire the city's communications consultant. Several members of the city council are named as defendants. The council ordered the rehiring of Marion Steinfolds after Stimson fired her last October. In a related court filing, the mayor says the board's actions violate the 1985 Zogby Act, which created Mobile's current city government structure with a mayor and a city council. Stimson originally wanted a temporary restraining order to keep the board from rehiring Steinfolds, but that was turned down. City council members say the money for the legal action would be better spent on parks and pay raises for municipal workers. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.